USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
So I'm here to report we are very much alive.
Super Tuesday proving to be a super day for former Vice President Joe Biden and his campaign to win the Democratic presidential nomination.
And make no mistake about it, this campaign will send Donald Trump packing.
Biden declared the winner in the Texas Democratic primary and eight other states, Texas being the second biggest prize in the Super Tuesday primaries with 228 delegates. The biggest primary of the day was California with 415 delegates. Senator Bernie Sanders appears to have won there. He's also the projected winner in three other states. The clear results still pending in Maine, where the race between Biden and Sanders has been too close to call. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Last night, despite no big wins in the Super Tuesday contests, Michael Bloomberg was talking positively to his supporters.
Clearly, Trump is scared stiff of facing us, and for good reason.
But reports are Bloomberg will be meeting with campaign advisors this morning to reassess whether to stay in the Democratic race. Senior campaign officials telling NBC News that no decisions have been made. Bloomberg did fly to New York late yesterday. He currently has no public events scheduled for today. Most of the devastation and death from yesterday morning's Tennessee tornadoes is in Putnam County, Tennessee, about 80 miles east of Nashville. At least 18 of the 25 people killed and about 90 other people who were injured were in Putnam County. Now, as of last evening, nearly 40 people were still unaccounted for, but authorities say they don't believe all of those people are dead or even missing, but just haven't been in contact with loved ones. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Former U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions is advancing in the race for one of Alabama's two U.S. Senate seats. Sessions receiving enough votes in the primary yesterday to face former Auburn football coach Tommy Tuberville in a runoff on March 31st. The winner will then face off against Democratic incumbent Senator Doug Jones. Sessions was ousted from his post in the Trump administration after his decision to recuse himself from the FBI investigation into Russia's election meddling. The World Health Organization is warning of global outages and shortages of medical equipment. The organization warning of price gouging as well, as around 80 nations are fighting the coronavirus. The WHO urging medical supply companies and governments to boost production by at least 40% to help stop the spread of the respiratory illness. And Spike Lee says he will not be going to any more New York Knicks games, at least not for the rest of this season. The Academy Award-winning director telling ESPN he won't be in his courtside seats at Madison Square Garden until next year because of an incident caught on video that shows him arguing with workers over which entrance he should use. Lee said he was just going to drop it until the Knicks put out a statement calling the idea of the director being a victim laughable. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.